With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. A bison advocate and a journalist are suing the National Park Service over access to Yellowstone National Park's bison capture facility. Amy Martin has more.
Stephanie C. of the Buffalo Field Campaign and freelance journalist Christopher Ketchum filed suit in U.S. District Court in Wyoming yesterday. The lawsuit claims the Park Service is violating the First Amendment by limiting citizen access to its bison capture facility, known as Stevens Creek. The facility is located inside the northern border of the park, a few miles from the town of Gardner.
The National Park Service doesn't want to send bison to slaughter.
Jody Lyle of Yellowstone National Park.
And we don't want to be in the business of handling wildlife in this way.
But Lyle says the Park Service is under a court-mediated settlement with the state of Montana that forces them to cull bison, which try to migrate out of the park. Last week, Yellowstone National Park hosted a tour of the empty facility. They also plan to hold two public viewing dates after bison capture operations begin. But plaintiff Stephanie C. calls these plans, quote, token tours, which will be used to whitewash the operation, unquote. The Park Service says access to the large corral is limited because of safety concerns, but C. does not believe there are any true safety threats to observers. The state and federal agencies that cooperatively manage Yellowstone bison have set a goal of culling 600 to 900 animals from the herd this year through a combination of hunting and ship to slaughter. The Park Service says approximately 200 bison have been killed in the hunt so far. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Amy Martin.